That would be really bad food.
We could use the sensors. We could use the sensors to do this one.
No? Well, yeah, we could
use... A group of five boys gathers around a table in the Haynes Library. The tabletop is a game board printed with a star-dazzled deep space scene and strewn with Lego robots. But this isn't child's play.
We're supposed to pre-program the robot with a whole bunch of attachments on the motors and sensors, and using sensors to go around the board and complete some of these to earn points.
Nate White is 11 years old, but he sounds like a collegiate engineering student. This is Lego League in Haynes. It's part of an international program to promote STEM education and core values that include innovation, ingenuity, and teamwork.
We are the Redneck Robo Hobos of Haynes, the second year in a row.
Patty Brown coaches the league.
First Lego League is a big international project, actually, developed by the fellow who invented the Segway scooter many years ago. And he said, you know, we've got to be growing up engineers in our country so that we can capitalize on all the clever ideas and innovations that make the world better.
The former science teacher took the team to Skagway to collaborate with their award-winning coaches and teams. Brown planned the trip so the kids could work together, but she says it was also an opportunity for her to learn from the Skagway coach.
And show me how to guide them without doing the thinking for them and to apply certain principles. And frankly, he also told us how to rack up points. Here's what the judges are looking for.
Greg Clem has over a decade of experience coaching the Skagway League. He took teams to national and international competitions during his tenure.
It's a lot of learning. It definitely takes multiple years to get into the place to compete in the higher levels.
Clem says remote communities like Haynes and Skagway benefit from the collaboration, even if it takes some extra effort to connect.
Worked with the Haynes team several times, both Skyping and doing little scrimmages. It's definitely a big help for both teams.
Maddox Rogers of the Haynes team also thought the collaboration was constructive.
It was really good. We got to see the two teams, the Nerderific Unicorns and also the Prickles.
At today's meeting, Rogers is preparing the problem-solving component of the competition. His group is working on a wheelchair that rehabilitates astronauts after lengthy stays in space, programming robots and solving problems like bone density loss in astronauts may seem like a heavy lift for a group of elementary school students.
It seems like that until, like, you get through your first one or two days and then you just get used to everything pretty fast. And just there you are. You've got most of the things you need. And you're ready to start programming, building, coming up with project ideas, or projecting core values.
He likes the problem solving, but he stays for the camaraderie.
Teamwork definitely brings people together. It's some sort of like sport-like thing which isn't too competitive. We're not really against each other. We aren't like fighting each other. We're just fighting to see how good we can do.
And then he runs back to what looks like a group of boys playing with Legos. In Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple.